Welcome to another episode of The Guild Life, your official podcast for Guild Launch. This is Mike, and I've got Slater. What's going on, dude?
Not too much. What's up with you?
Not a whole lot. Just working, doing some stuff in the office. Been busy.
I know how that goes.
We stayed busy.
Yep.
So, let's not waste any time. I think last episode we jumped right in, so let's continue this trend.
Sounds good.
What are we playing?
Well, for me, it's a lot of tabletop, working on some GURPS stuff, and playing a Star Wars campaign, Pathfinder. And aside from that, it's pretty much all Swatter all the time.
Nice. I've slowed down on Swatter a little bit. I'm going to jump back into it. I've just been kind of busy. I got into the Terra beta, the next beta phase, which just doesn't start for two more weekends.
Nice.
But I have downloaded on all of my computers, work, home, laptop, and anything where I might be when the beta starts. I downloaded the Diablo 3 preloader, so I'm not playing it yet. I keep hoping I'll get a beta code for that at some point.
That releases soon, doesn't it?
It does, and we'll get to that shortly. And I was checking out some of the Minecraft stuff. They doubled the height, like we talked about last time, mm-hmm. and I don't know why, because I'm in creative mode, but I love to fly to the ceiling and then just drop. Because it's so far. Like, you build the blocks up as high as you can, and you stand on it and just, like, jump off.
You're weird.
It's like Minecraft bungee jumping.
It's something.
It's awesome is what it is. And my character's a ninja, so I can't die. That's the only reason I can't die. It's not because I'm in creative mode.
Sure.
Alright, so.
Alright.
Diablo 3.
It releases on, what, the 15th of May or something?
May 15th. And they announced it yesterday.
Nice.
So do you happen to remember what my prediction for that was back in January? I think I said summer.
I want to say, at one point you said summer, at one point you said winter.
Oh, that's right, because we revised that when they were like, oh, we're stripping everything out and starting over.
Yeah, I'm not sure which revision is your current prediction.
I think either way I was wrong. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm hyped. I don't know what else to say. They stripped out PvP, which I'm okay with. And I'm okay with that because, like I've mentioned before, I'm terrible at it. So
you are.
I am. And, you know, I think it's going to be a crucial thing. I'm not saying PvP's bad. I'm not saying it shouldn't be there. But I'm bad at it, and I'm okay with it not being there at launch, personally.
That's fair.
So I'm hyped.
I think the only person you've ever beaten in PvP is me.
Yes.
And that's not saying much.
No. Nope. Sometimes I even struggle with the bots in League of Legends, and that's awful because now they're better, but they used to be just like poorly programmed AI. They would run into towers and just die because they were stupid, and sometimes I'd struggle with them. So that should be an indicator.
Yeah.
All right, so Diablo 3, I'm very excited. Hopefully it'll be the next office game we play.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, what else we got?
We mentioned Terra.
Terra, they're coming out May 1st. Massively was giving away a whole bunch of keys, and I think they're starting to do more server load testing now. So keep your eyes on news sites. I'm trying to get some for us so we can give out for beta keys for Terra. But that's May 1st.
Nice.
What else we got?
There's a secret world, I think.
Yep. See, when is that? That's
it's like June or July.
June 19th. The secret world. I think it's going to be cool. I was also wrong on that because I remember saying that Funcom's probably going to wait another year because they don't want to mess this one up. So
this is the one with like the three different factions that's
like
modern day-ish.
Yeah, it's Illuminati, Green Dragon, I think, and the Templars.
Yeah.
And I'm a dragon.
And I'm a Templar.
So.
So
no surprise there. Did you take the test or did you just pick it?
I knew. I took the test, but I knew.
Yeah.
It's like, which one do you want? It's like, oh, I'm all chaos, and I'm... It's like, no. It's like, I'm all in the shadows and doing all this and controlling everything. No. We're all about order and unity, and... Okay, I see what's going on. See what I am right there.
Fair enough. So, I think it'll be neat. Keeping my fingers crossed. They're doing beta registrations on their website at the Secret World. I guess it's .com, secretworld.com. And I'm hoping to get some keys for that, too. I'm trying to get keys for everything for you guys.
He is.
But they're not listening to me.
He's even trying to get keys for the office, but Steven says no. That's probably a good idea, though.
Yeah. And so I'm sure everyone knows, at least the people playing it, I know we know
yep.
about the next Swatter patch.
Yep, should be in April at some point.
Okay.
They're getting a new raid, which will be good. I think it's the first tier 2 raid. At least the nightmare mode is. And then we get an actual legacy system. Like, all the experience we've been getting for our legacy system is more than just a last name now.
Awesome.
Yep, so that'll be good. I think you can open up new race class combos. So, they have a picture of, like, a Chiss Jedi on the advertisement page.
Very cool.
And you can open up a lot of emotes and apparently new abilities. So if you get to level 50 on a class, then all of the classes on that faction open up an ability from that class. So, like, if you get to a Sith Warrior level 50, then all of your characters on Empire side can start force-choking people.
What I've read is that the legacy system is cross-faction, actually.
Really?
So it's every character on that server.
That would be awesome.
So when you get your Sith to 50, your Jedi Consular gets force-choked.
That's going to be so terrible. Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Yes, it is. So I'm working on my my Inquisitor, and when you get the Inquisitor, you get Force Storm. No, it's Storm. It's the AoE, the targeted AoE, and it's channeled. It's a lot like Hurricane for Druids in WoW, so it's an AoE and a snare, and it's targeted. So when I get to 50... at least as of right now, that skill will be unlocked for all of my characters on that server.
It's gonna be dumb.
So my consular is gonna be running around force storming people.
Your smuggler.
Oh yeah.
It's like, what are you gonna do? Blaster, 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 force storm. Lightning for everybody.
Yeah. And what's the other picture we saw? It was the guy with the double lightsaber.
Sith Inquisitor, I think, the double bladed lightsaber.
Oh yeah, the assassin. The assassin.
And he had
the flamethrower. Yeah, that was pretty awesome looking.
So it's like a double bladed red lightsaber in one hand,
and he's shooting fire out of the other,
and he's blasting it out of his glove. The other.
It's gonna be great. So, looking forward to that. This is gonna be fun stuff. Yeah. It might break the immersion.
I think it'll be great.
But it seems like it's gonna be awesome, and it certainly has that Pokemon feel, especially the abilities. Because you have to get each class to level 50 and complete Act 3 to unlock it. So, you know, that means I've got to play 8 different characters now and get them all to max level.
You don't already have 8 characters?
No, I do. But the stipulation is get them all to max level.
Oh. Yeah, that'll take me, at my current rate, about 24 years.
Yeah. Assuming you can stay on at least, and no more than 4 servers.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
So that's the problem I have, is I'm like, oh, cool, let's do this. I'm going to roll on another server because I just want to change the pace. And then that character's not a part of my legacy. And
yeah, I did that all the time. That's pretty much what frustrates most of my friends about me. They're like, well, why are you leveling so slow? And it's like, what do you mean? I have a level 40 character. It's like, well, log on. It's like, well, I can't. It's not on the server.
Yeah.
It's on my brother's server. Well, what server is he on? Well, he has 2 servers. He has an alliance. It's like, it's what?
Yeah. I haven't hit my character cap in Swatter yet, though. For your account, so I'm happy about that.
Nice.
Not yet. So, anyway, that's what we got for industry upcoming stuff.
That's our game news. So, what about just stuff on the Guild Life and Guild Launch in general?
All right. So, the Guild Life, the name of the podcast, and our community site, theguildlife.com. We do giveaways there, and right now we're still giving away the Global Agenda 3-day booster codes. And for those of you who aren't aware, Global Agenda is a free-to-play third-person shooter. They do territory control. It's free-to-play. Again, it's awesome. Check it out. The codes will get you 50% increased experience. You'll get credits and the chance to receive additional items at the end of a match.
Cool.
When you have the booster, you also get 5 agenda points daily. And you get 5 agenda points per level 50 character on your account. So if you're just getting started, you'll miss out on those points, but it's all right, because the rest of the stuff, I think, is just awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty solid package, it sounds like.
Yep. So we got those. Go to theguildlife.com, and it's on the giveaways tab in the top right-hand corner.
Nice. And you just sent out a newsletter, didn't you?
We did. A newsletter went out on Tuesday. I was actually sick. So I did it ill from bed with my mind powers. That's my new Jedi talent.
Is that why I didn't go out until Wednesday?
So you're right, it didn't go out until Wednesday. Oh man.
Did it not go out? I was just making fun of you.
It went out on Wednesday. But actually Wednesday is the day I was sick, so I still win.
Dang, no, but you see what I have to deal with around here?
So the newsletter, it's all about you guys. We do put some stuff for ourselves, but it's we do our giveaways. We talk about upcoming events, you know, things we're checking out. It comes right to your Gmail inbox, or your Gmail, your guild launch inbox.
It does not go to your Gmail inbox.
It does not go to your Gmail inbox.
We don't email you with anything. It's just a private message.
Yep, it's a PM.
It's so once a month.
Log into your guild launch account and check it out. Yep. And what else do we have?
It feels like the office is going to be kind of empty in a couple of weeks. Aren't y'all going to PAX?
Oh, yeah. We are. We're going to be at PAX East. Yep. I believe we're going to have a booth. And my understanding is that we're going to have a special guest. We'll have Epic Slant Press, the guys who did the Guild Raider Companion, it's the Guild Leader Companion and the Raiders Companion. We'll be there signing books and giving out copies and doing all kinds of fun stuff.
Very nice.
So I don't have our booth number information yet, but I'll get it, and we'll be tweeting it and
posting on the Guild Life.
Yeah, and wherever we can. So we'll be doing giveaways and stuff, so keep your eyes in our normal communication channels for that sort of stuff.
And I won't be there. I'll be holding down the fort here at the office, but it sounds like a blast.
I
can make it.
It should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully I get to see some people I met last year. Again this year, so we'll see.
Nice.
All right, so what do we have other guild launch related news?
Well, as a lot of you may have noticed, we've been doing a Ventrilo server migration. It's all part of our process of just providing better service to our customers. We have moved all of our servers to more, I don't want to say stable, they are
more advanced.
Yeah. To improved locations, more secure locations. We've gone from like an A to an A plus on that. They have better DDoS protection. They have lower latency. They have less lag. They have just an overall better experience for our customers.
Yep.
And so the host names and the ports have changed on the server, but none of the actual server information has, so the channels and all that have all been moved over to the new system. It's all done through the billing system in WHMCS at billing.guildlaunch.net. And that's about it on that front.
Nice. So we talked about that last time, I believe, in the last episode. So if you have a server hosted with Guild Launch, just make sure you get the new host import information to your users.
Yep. It's been updated both. There's the message of the day on your event server right now, which is going to be active until Sunday. And the only thing that changes is the host and host name and the port.
So if they're still using, say, for example, dfw02.guildlaunch.net for their host, that will not work after Sunday?
That's correct.
Okay.
It switches over to, I want to say that's like voicea1801.guildlaunch.net.
Okay. Awesome. So make sure you get that out before Sunday then. That's your deadline.
And in a worst case scenario, you have our support email address and the forums, and I'm available to answer any questions that you have.
Excellent. Anything else? We have any releases or anything happened in the last 2 weeks?
Just general updates. I think we talked about it in the last podcast about our new templates and things like that.
Awesome. Well, I think that's all we got this week, or this episode.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Sweet. Well, we will... Will we be back for another episode before PAX? Yes. So we'll talk to you again before PAX, where we'll have our booth number and official information in the next episode. And until then, slay more dragons.
Slay more dragons.